At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. And I have a different type of show today. I don't think we've ever talked about this topic on the Amber May Show, but we're going to talk about domestic violence, a little bit about that, and how do you get victory over that? I mean, where do you go from there? And today joining me is a wonderful lady. Her name is Patricia Holmes, and she is not only a female that's been in this circumstance, but she's also an author. And I'd like to welcome Patricia Holmes to the program.
Thank you so much, Amber May.
And when did the domestic violence occur? When did it start getting nasty in your marriage?
The domestic violence, well, we started living together without being married, first of all. And I definitely don't suggest this to anyone, but I think if I had a totally healthy mind and if I was whole, that was my warning from God, even though I was not actively going to church and actively really reading my Bible, I still always had this relationship where I would always talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that the first incident that happened maybe a couple of months, because I moved kind of fast and moved in with him. So in retrospect now, I could say, well, that would have been your warning point for you to leave. That would have been a sign, you know, a red flag, as I counsel people now on red flags and so forth. That was definitely my red flag.
Right.
But I didn't take it.
And that's so important about loving yourself. And I would encourage people, if they feel that they're not worth much, meditate on the scriptures that are contrary, where it says, you know, God thinks about you all the time. He thinks about you when you, from the time you get up to the moment you lay down your head at night. He knows when you wake up and when you lie down. He knows the number of hairs that are on your head, and his thoughts towards you are countless as the sands on the seashore. And he knit you together in your mother's womb, and he knew you before creation, and he sings over you with gladness every single day. And he even died for you, and he loved you that much. And if those things don't start building your self-worth, I don't know what would, because he's the man who created everything, and he loved you so much. And so if you are in that situation where your mind is not right, where you just don't value yourself, or maybe you are getting beat up right now and you just still stick with it, concentrate on those things. The Bible says, think of things that are good and think upon those things. Yeah. And so I would encourage you today to do that. As we go on with our sister Pat's testimony, I'd ask you, why would you stick around? This continued. So how come, this is what everyone's thinking, why would you stick around after, and how many years did you get abused by him?
Right. Well, we were in a relationship, and we were married for almost 15 years.
Wow.
And there was a period of time when the physical abuse ended, but the verbal abuse and what I would call the bullying, the emotional abuse, that never ended. So there was a period that it stopped. And towards the end of the marriage, when I finally left, it kind of culminated into an incident that that caused me to not only fear for my life, but to fear for my son's life. Now, when I want to go back and kind of respond to a couple of points that you raised.
Okay.
Now, Amber, when your mind is not healthy, when your self-esteem is low, when you feel like you are not worth anything, there is a brainwashing that goes on with an abuser. The abuser will make you feel that they are the answer to everything that's going on wrong with you. They will make you feel, that individual will make you feel like if you leave them, you will have no one else, because no one else wants you, no one else loves you, because you are unlovable. It is a washing of the mind. It is a brainwashing. It is something that is set in part by the enemy, and I know that now, because he is not only a liar, he's the father of lies. Mm-hmm. That's what the word says. And so this individual gains control of your mind, and they feed you this misinformation over and over until you really actually believe it.
Wow.
And you cling to it. So you are afraid. You are fearful to branch out. You're fearful for many reasons. You're fearful because, first of all, you don't want to be alone. You're fearful because you don't want to lose the financial stability or the stability of a relationship, which the relationship isn't stable, but in your mind, this is better than nothing.
Wow. That's powerful. Now, were you afraid of your husband all the time? Did you think you loved him?
I was not afraid of him all the time, but that fear was always, you know, it was like a cloud of what he's capable of following me around. So there was a weight on my shoulder that I had to always kind of, that I'd always have to try to kind of think of a way of pleasing or appeasing him so that he does not get angry and out of control. I mean, there have been instances where, you know, there's one instance in particular, and where I was, and out of our union came two children.
Okay.
And there's only, I have one living child because my daughter passed away at 16 days old. And I believe that part of the trauma from everything that I was going on caused because my daughter died of a congenital heart defect. She was born with that, a hole in her heart, basically. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the trauma from the upheaval, the roller coaster ride that I was going through at the time of the pregnancy, contributed to that. So what happened is that there was an incident where I was probably about 4 or 5 months pregnant, and I was almost pushed out of a moving vehicle.
Oh, my God.
And so I try not to share, but for some reason God is allowing me now to share part of the detail.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it was, there were intense things, knife to the throat, you know, threats. So when those things happen, you know the capability of the person, because there's a disconnect. Anyone who's ever been abused before can look into the eyes of the abuser and know when they've gone past that point. And when you see that in their eyes, it's a disconnect, and you know that there is nothing you can do to bring them back but just try to make sure that you don't get hurt too much, you don't get killed, that sort of thing. So that is what, you know, you carry around. Even though I may not have been afraid of him in every circumstance, there were good times. You know, there were times when we went on vacation. There were times when, you know, when he's like my father, had a good side to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a man that would run a bath for me and lock the door and say, hey, this is your time. I'm taking care of our son. And you just have an hour, 2 hours to yourself, put music on for me, create the atmosphere, in other words, for me to relax.
That's nice.
So when you see that, it draws hope, because what happens is when the incidences happen, and then there's a makeup portion as well, when the person is so sorry and so sorrowful and then does all these wonderful things, it's a confusion there.
I could imagine what that might feel like. that would be confusion, because you feel like maybe he's changing and you have that hope that he's going to change, right?
Exactly.
My heart goes out to you for losing your daughter. I've told many of my radio listeners I've lost 3 unborn children, and that was painful enough. Delivering a baby and holding it in the arms and then having it pass is just, it's just a horrible thing to go through, and I'm sorry that happened. But I guess the blessing in all that, just like with my kids, is they're with God, and they're with the best parent they could ever have. And that gave me a lot of comfort, and I hope that's brought you comfort over the years, too, because they're never going to have to feel pain on this earth or sickness, and that makes me extremely happy.
Yes, definitely.
So when you were pregnant, then that answers my next question, was he still was abusing you.
Right.
Okay.
And statistics say, Amber, that the women that are pregnant, they are, there's a couple of statistics out there listed on the domestic violence websites in regards to how women are, how the increase in abuse, physical abuse, when a woman is pregnant.
Wow, that's crazy.
It increases.
Wow.
Because that's a vulnerable period, you know, and so, yes, now, the abuse happened with my daughter, but I think that he was so hurt. And he felt it to be his fault, and I don't know what the emotions were, but mm-hmm. with my son, the pregnancy of my son, there was absolutely nothing but good treatment.
Amen. Thank God for that. I praise God for that. So what was this like on your son growing up and seeing his dad do this?
Now, that's the thing. My son never saw any instances. And it's a very weird situation, but he never actually even, he just, everything that happened with us that was abuse happened behind closed doors. And I think that he was able to see, I mean physically, let me correct that, physically. Now, with the temper, the anger, bouts of anger and so forth, I know he has witnessed some of those. And, you know, I don't really know what effect it's had on him, but I have tried to channel and always go the extra way of showing him the way to handle things as opposed to anger and so forth. And he's, he's a wonderful young man, 21 years old, and he's a wonderful young man now, and I think very balanced.
Very good.
But I think, you know, it's probably had some internal things, but we've not really delved into that, mm-hmm. you know, in any real type of manner. But I know that he's turned into a wonderful young man where he's the most gentlest things with children. He loves children. He loves his mother. He loves his family in that aspect of it. And I don't see that behavior variant towards, you know, that super angry, you know, volatile type of, you know, mouth on fire to bring you down. And I don't see him displaying such sort of behaviors at all.
Okay. Well, this isn't the end of the program. Make sure you tune in next week to hear the continuing story of Sister Patricia Holmes. If you'd like to get in contact with me, visit my website, ambermayshow.com, or you can write me personally at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.